At a hotel in Geneva, the US Secretary of State and Russian Foreign Minister arrived for crucial talks aimed at diffusing tensions over Ukraine. Antony Blinken and Sergei Lavrov set the tone early. Both said a breakthrough was unlikely.
We don't expect to resolve our differences here today, but I do hope and expect that we can test whether the path diplomacy, the dialogue remains open.
We are not expecting a breakthrough at this meeting either. We are expecting answers to our proposals.
After the meeting, Lavrov said Moscow wanted a written response from the US to its demands, including a guarantee that NATO will not grant membership to Ukraine, something Blinken has repeatedly called a non-starter. But he said the US would respond to Russia if Moscow addressed its concerns and respected Ukrainian sovereignty.
We've been clear. If any Russian military forces move across Ukraine's border, that's a renewed invasion. It will be met with swift, severe, and a united response from the United States and our partners and allies.
U.S. intelligence says Russia has already amassed at least 100,000 troops on its western border and is moving weapons into allied Belarus north of Ukraine. The US and Russian positions are clearly far apart, Blinken and Lavrov making very little real progress. But the two men did agree to continue to pursue diplomacy as a way of de-escalating a crisis which could lead to war. It was on the shores of Lake Geneva that talks between the US and Russia led to the end of the Cold War. Decades on, old rivalries have resurfaced. Both sides accuse each other of aggression and relations have dangerously deteriorated. The outlook for the coming weeks is turbulent. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Geneva.